He's a wonderful guitar player, Milos. And there he played some music by Francisco Tárrega, Lágrima. And it's appropriate because we're going to talk about the Guitar Society of Toronto, celebrating and promoting the classical guitar through participation, education, and the presentation of Canadian and international guitar performers. Their president is Heather Moran-Clark. As always, it's delightful to see you here.
Nice to see you too, Bill.
And you've taken the drive up to our studios in Collingwood, as opposed to coming into Liberty Village, where you and I have met before. I hope the roads were fine.
Well, it didn't take me any longer than going to Toronto. In fact, it was probably a shorter drive and a much more pleasant one.
Yeah, well, it can be busy in the city, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we're delighted that you're here with us, and we want to talk about the exciting Toronto Guitar Weekend that the Guitar Society puts on each and every year. And in the time we have, let's cover as much as we can. All events this weekend, starting tomorrow and going through till Sunday, will be at the Church of St. Peter and St. Simon the Apostle, 525 Bloor Street East in Toronto. And we kick off Friday night at 8 o'clock with a wonderful concert with Canadian Steve Cowan and Mexican Jesus Serrano. Tell us more.
Well, Steve Cowan was in Toronto 2 years ago when we did the same Toronto Guitar Weekend because he had won the Montreal Guitar Competition, and that's part of the prize. We do a concert with the prize winner. And he did a half a concert then, and it was wonderful. Since then, he won the Hamilton Competition, so we had him back. And Steve he specializes in Canadian music, contemporary music. He's had pieces written for him, commissioned by him. And so we're really happy to welcome him back. Jesus Serrano, he won the Montreal Competition last year, so he's doing the other half of the concert, and he's a Mexican guitarist, who is traveling all over. I believe he's studying in Holland now, and he's coming for the other half of the concert.
Now, are they going to play together at all, or is it just two separate parts?
No, it's two halves of the concert.
Okay, so two fine guitarists, Canada's Steve Cowan, and from Mexico, Jesus Serrano. That's Friday night at 8 o'clock. And then on Saturday, there's a very special lecture, The Guitar as the Soul of Brazil, and the lecturer, Marcia Taborda. Tell us more about that.
Well, she's going to tell us something about the history of the guitar in Brazil, and she is Brazilian. She's here doing other things as well, but just it turned out to be perfect timing that she was here and able to present this for us tomorrow.
Well, you're very special guest. Oh, I'm sorry.
Saturday. Sorry, not tomorrow.
Yeah, that's Saturday, 10:30 in the morning is the lecture about the guitar as the soul of Brazil. And then also Saturday, your very special guest, he's from Argentina, a great composer as well as world-famous guitarist, Máximo Diego Pujol. And you met him, I understand, just yesterday, and this is the first time he's been to Canada.
It is the first time he's been to Canada. He rarely even comes to the United States. We're really, really lucky to have him here. I actually don't know anyone else other than myself who's ever seen him perform. I saw him in England a little over 10 years ago, and it's been a sort of dream of mine to have him here ever since then. He arrived yesterday morning from Buenos Aires, and I picked him up and I said, you know, I brought you a coat because it's a little cold outside. He said, what's the temperature? And I said, zero. And he said, oi, oi, oi. It was 28 when he left home. So
Wow. Now, and it's autumn down there. But they're getting an extended summer, I guess.
Exactly. He said it's supposed to be around 14, 15 degrees. And I said, well, it's supposed to be 14, 15 degrees here as well, but it's not. So
Well, you're going to let him stay indoors for his performances. And he's involved in a lecture, a concert, and a master class.
That's right.
Start, if you can, with the lecture. Now, it's going to happen at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon.
Yes, he's going to talk about the history of tango. And, of course, Argentina is the seat of tango. He's done a lot of tango playing himself. And, in fact, his father also played tango. So he's very interested in the art form, and a lot of his music comes from, it's inspired by that.
Now, Máximo Diego Pujol began playing guitar when he found one in his parents' closet. And that, apparently, in Argentina is not unusual.
No, Máximo says it's the national instrument. I believe he said he has something like 500 students.
So everybody plays guitar.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, when did he, go from just playing and learning and studying to say, I can make this a career?
Well, I believe the piece you're going to play at the end of our interview, Bill, Tristan, is he published that. It's part of a series of five preludes. He published that when he was 19.
So he started very, very young and has been professional ever since. Now, he's won competitions all over the world. And I understand he spent many years just playing the clubs down there.
Yes, he did. And he plays in a number of different ensembles with other guitarists and other instruments. We actually had a guitarist here a few years ago now, Victor Villadangos from Argentina, who Maximo has played in duo with. So he's done lots of different types of groupings of instruments.
I found one of his quotes that says he strives for a close fusion of traditional Argentine tango with formal academic concepts. Is he a pedagogue as well as a guitarist?
I'm not sure I can answer that one, Bill. I don't know. I know he is definitely inspired by the music of Piazzolla and other, you know, tango artists, but I'm not sure. I know he teaches in Argentina as well, though.
So talk about his concert. It's happening at 7:30 p.m. And again, all of these activities, as we told you at the beginning, are going to be in the, I had it here a minute ago.
Church of St. Simon.
I got it, yeah. For me.
Yeah.
Talk about that concert. What sorts of things will he be playing?
Well, just before I mention that, I would like to also say that there is going to be a luthier fair during the day on Saturday, and we are having 11 luthiers come to display handmade instruments. So if you play guitar, come and try them out, because they're going to be amazing. And that is free. That's just taking place.
And you don't need to be a member of the Guitar Society at this point, at least, to attend.
Certainly not. Anybody who's...
You might want to join after you attend.
Yes, we hope so. So the concert on Saturday night will actually open with the Guitar Society's Community Guitar Orchestra. We're going to play some pieces by Michael Pretorius.
They have a very famous player in that orchestra, I understand. I got her. I mean, yeah. Why would you be the president if you didn't play guitar?
I suppose, yes. So we're going to play for about 10 minutes. And then Maximo will come on. He is going to play music by Piazzolla, of course. He's going to play a lot of his own music, which whether you know it or not, it may not be familiar music to you, but it's so easy on the ears. And he just plays so soulfully and so with such feeling that I'm sure you'll love it.
Then the masterclass, who's able to attend that?
Well, it's open to the public. Anybody can come and listen. There will likely be some university students playing and some of the members of the Guitar Society. Anybody who comes to the registers for the whole weekend is eligible to come in and play in the masterclass.
And that's on Sunday afternoon from 1 until 4 with your special guest, Maximo.
That's right.
Heather Moran-Clark is our special guest. And I want to remind you once again that the website for all the information on all the schedule and the locations, etc., is guitarsocietyoftoronto.com. String that all together, guitarsocietyoftoronto.com. And this piece that we're going to hear to wrap up, Preludio Tristan, you said, is an award winner and one of his earliest.
Yes, absolutely. He published it when he was 19, and that kind of blows me away because it's one of his most famous pieces amongst guitarists, anyway. A lot of people play it.
This is the kind of music you'll hear if you attend the Guitar Weekend put on by the Guitar Society. Their website, one more time, guitarsocietyoftoronto.com. Here is Maximo Diego Pujol. The piece is titled Preludio Tristan, written by a 19-year-old, Maximo Diego Pujols, who is the very special guest performing a concert, a masterclass, and giving a lecture at the Guitar Weekend put on by the Guitar Society of Toronto. Events start tomorrow, go right through Sunday, and you can get all the details when you go to the website guitarsocietyoftoronto.com. Thanks to my special guest today on Bill's Classical Jukebox, the president of the Guitar Society, Heather Moran Clark. We'll get back to our requests for your at-work favorites.